This is ridiculous. All I wanted to do was to sleep the week away in my nice, soft coffin. But look, look what's happened to me. Yes, yes, it is I. Jeepers keeper. But I've been turned into a lorry of all things. Yes, now I'm all wrapped and sealed like a cadaver in a corpse-like tomb. The evil spirits must have gotten to me. They have something against me. Can you imagine me, Jeepers Keeper, the victim of a mummy's curse? Oh, no. No, I'm still a wrapped and sealed mummy, but it's really me, Jeepers Keeper. Oh, yes. This hat will help a little bit. Now do you recognize me? You probably wondered where I was last week. Well, actually, I took a little trip to Egypt, and I visited a mummy there in King Tut's tomb, and we went for a stroll in the catacombs, and he offered me a drink of tea. Very sociable mummy he was, too. How was I to know it was tanner leaf tea? Oh, and now, look at me. I had to leave for my Bat Express trip back to Horrorwood. Yes, it wasn't just plain tea. Tanner leaf, what a dirty trick. But at any rate, my trip wasn't an entire failure. He gave me a bit of advice. Let's see, what was the advice the mummy gave me? It went something like this. The mummy done told me when I was incarnated. The mummy done told me, boo! A woman will change ya and give you the bug eyes. And when that changing is done, a woman's a ghoulish, horrorsome thing who'll leave you to sing the ghouls in the night. Now the body fallen, hear the ghouls are calling. The mummy done told me, crickety crack, bones echoing back to ghouls in the night. The graveyard breeze will start the trees to swaying, and the blood moon shines so bright. Then you see the ghouls in the night. Now the body's fallen, here the ghouls are calling. The mummy done told me, crickety crack, bones echoing back to ghouls in the night. What's this? Oh, this is a lady from Pasadena.
I'm a ghoul in the night. My laryngitis is better, and I heard your siren song all the way from Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena.
Little old lady from Pasadena, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were Jeepers Keeper.
I finally got rid of the little old lady from Pasadena. Say, that reminds me, being in disguise is a good idea. It's been good for me, anyway. And here's something you find is good for you. Yes, it's still me, Jeepers Keeper, but still a mummy. Anyway, I got rid of the little old lady from Pasadena. She left in such a hurry that she left her handbag. Just happens to be open, too. I wonder if I should look inside. Oh, my. See what she carries here. Oh, yes, some cyanide tablets and Chanel number 13. Oh, no, I was wrong. It's Channel 13, of course. And a bottle of her favorite perfume, old light. And a couple of coffin nails. No, no, no. The little old lady doesn't smoke. These are real coffin nails. And a little packet of mistletoe labeled Scary Christmas 1812. She's younger than I thought. And, let's see, what else? Oh, yes, an extra set of false teeth, some eye socket shadow, and an old diary. Smells of wolfbane. Well, let's see what's inside. Oh, my. Oh, here. Oh, here it is. Oh. Miss America, 1812. Yes. Oh, and let's turn back a couple of years. Oh, yes, here we are. This is September 1963. Today, I saw Jeepers Creeper for the first time. He's my hero. Our eyes have met, our lips not yet. Just wait, old ghoul. I'll get you yet. Oh, I'm afraid she might. Yes, what else is in it? Oh, what is this? What is this wedged into the diary? Why, it's my letter of the week. Mumbo, rumbo, jumbo, combo, please, oh please, great cavities, bring me a mummy. Oh, so help me, Hannah. Please, great mummy, please bring me back to normal. I mean, you know, what I was before. Well, just don't stand there with that stupid grin on your face. Or do something. Well, all right, honey, if you're going to be that way about it, I'll show you that I don't need your help. Besides, I'd rather do it myself. Away, away! You know, Mummy, this is all your doing, and it's my undoing. That's what it is. Undoing. Undoing. That's the answer. Undoing. All I have to do is undo. Yes. Oh, wonderful. Here we are, nearly free at last. Yes, and I'll be comfortable again, just in everything. Jeepers Creeper always has an answer, and I can watch the rest of the movie in comfort. Oh, but I wish I had a nice, comfortable Plymouth here. That's real comfort. I hope you enjoyed The Mummy's Curse. Did it give you the chills the way it did me? Hope it didn't give you a mummy's face. Hark! What's that? Oh, there they go now. Oh, don't they make a lovely couple? It's the gorilla and his bride. And they'll be here next week when we show the bride of the gorilla. I don't know what he sees. Well, till then, a very bad night all. Little ghost catcher here isn't doing much good, or I should say much bad. I haven't talked to even one evil spirit yet. The only evil thing around here is the little old lady from Pasadena. Say, that gives me an idea. Maybe with her help we can have a good old-fashioned seance. Are you ready, little old lady from Pasadena?
Ready, honey.
All right, with your help we'll be able to have that seance, all right. Now just concentrate very hard and we'll get that message from the spirit world. Nothing. Not a thing. I think the fault is yours, little old lady, because there's nothing inside that rotten old skull of yours. You're nothing but a numbskull.
I'm trying, honey.
I don't think you are.
Just give me a chance.
I'll give you lots of chances.
I'm not a practicing clairvoyant, you know.
No, I know you're not a practicing clairvoyant. You're not anything at all. I don't think there's anything in your head at all but worms. Why, as I said before, you're nothing but a dumb skull. I'll take care of you once and for all. Well. Well. Never give up. I, Jeepers Keeper, will never abandon my attempts to reach the other world and communicate with the evil spirits. No, the other great scientists in history were not always successful on the first or even the second attempt. No, I've got to keep trying, trying. Now you see here, the little old lady from Pasadena, strapped in what looks to be an electric chair of sorts. It is a sort of electric chair, I must confess. She has agreed, with some persuasion, to help me in my experiment. I'm sure with her clear mind and steady body that she'll be able to be of great assistance. She can have me speaking with the dead in no time. Now, just a few adjustments on my equipment and we're off and running. Now, come in, dead spirits of the night. Come in.
Superman, you sure saved us from a frosty state.
If it weren't for you, we might never have been heard of again.
Well, I know I...
Oh, the devil, you say? That's not a very good channel either. Well, as I said before, you can't always succeed on the first or even the second try. I don't suppose the electricity was going through the little old lady strongly enough.
Well, get it any stronger, honey, and I'll be doing the jerk.
How appropriate. Nonsense, my dear, nonsense. Jeepers Keeper wouldn't want anything to happen to you. Now, on with the experiment. Whatever happens to her is her own lookout. Now, the dial turns this way, the dial turns that way, and we're off again. Oh. Yes, we're getting close, aren't we, little old lady from Pasadena? One more little adjustment and we'll be home for good. And here we go!
That's Marjorie!
You like that, do you?
What's the matter with these adjustments? Oh, dear. Everything seems to go wrong tonight. Rarely have I had so much trouble communicating with the spirit world as I have on this evening. My Goulavision has failed me time and time again. But give up? Never. Never. I'll communicate with the spirits of the dead in Never Never Land yet. And I still have, at my beck and call, the little old lady from Pasadena. Still strapped in her electric chair. Now I wonder. Let me see, the electrodes are all in position. Yes, we'll make one final jab at immortality with you, my dear. Are you ready to go out into Never Never Land yourself? Because you know this might be fatal. However, how cooperative you're being so far, I have nothing but praise for you, numbskull that you are. Now, I've got confidence in you. I know this experiment will work. Let's make sure that those electrodes are all right. Now, see, this light, is it just the right angle? Yes. Don't be nervous, my dear. We're getting closer to death, you and I. Well, at least you. There. Now, yes, I feel something happening. I am getting a message. I'm getting a sign from the spirit world. Oh, little old lady from Pasadena. You're a proper medium after all. Yes, the message is coming through. The sign, I can almost see it. And you out there, help me concentrate. Watch closely and listen. You must. You must.
But next week I know I'll be more successful because I'll be dealing with something I'm more familiar with. Black, hideous, evil-smelling, blood-sucking jungle bat. Yes, and I hope you'll all join us, Brenda, the vampire bat, and me for Devil Bat next week at 10 o'clock. Till then, what's that, Brenda? Oh, yes, it stars the little ghosty, she says. Good night, all!
I'm having dinner on Gary Gargoyle. Won't you join me, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. You've eaten already, have you? No. Well, then it's time to watch our creeper, isn't it? The ghost of Frankenstein. Doesn't that make your mouth water?
What a wonderful night. I'm going to have to keep my hideous self inside my jumpy, haunted studio to be safe from the elements outside. The lightning, you know. Well, at least I'll be safe in here. Lightning doesn't strike indoors, you know.
That was a surprise, wasn't it? Oh, that's smart. I wonder how many thousand volts that was. Well, at least I'm safe now. I don't have to worry at all because, as we all know, lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Well, almost never.
We go out tonight. It's raining bats and hogs.
Oh, you promised that I'd have a ball tonight.
There you are. Now are you satisfied, you rancid old bag of bones?
Very funny. Oh, honey, you promised me the biggest club in town where I'd see all the stars. in
horror.
Here's the club. Now, do you see the stars?
Sometimes I think you don't love me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't know what I was saying.
Yes, Henry. Mm-hmm. You can hold my hand if you like.
Oh, all right, little old lady.
Cheer me up.
That'll cheer you up, huh? All right. Huh? Huh? Very funny. Little old lady, do you mind if I smoke? Huh?
Go ahead, my pet.
All right, I will.
The red planet Mars with its network of canals. Amazing how clearly I can see it on a dark night like tonight. Oh yes, it certainly brings it right into focus. Oh, those canals on Mars look as if they're really at flood stage. It's so close appearing that I can even feel the red water from those canals dripping in my eye. How can that be? Mars is 10 million miles away. These binoculars can't be that good. I wonder. Oh. Well, that's a good joke on me. I'd forgotten that I'd been using these binoculars as my temporary blood bank. Oh, well, bottoms up. How refreshing. Yes, and that clears up the lens marvelously. Now, let me look again. Oh, I was wrong all the time. It isn't the planet Mars. It's the lost planet Airmen.
I'm still weak from loss of blood. Where I hurt myself. But the little old lady from Pasadena is doing well.
Drat the luck. Ah, well, my luck will change next week. At 10 o'clock on Channel 13 next Saturday, when the devil commands. Join us next week when the devil commands.
That's an order!
Ha 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 ha